At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Monday, May 8th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate to start the week with 11 games overall across the diamond here on Monday, and go to the early matchup between the Colorado Rockies and the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch is at 6:35 p.m. Eastern Time, and currently we have the Pirates listed as a minus 175 home favorite, with Colorado a plus 160 road dog, and the total in this game is 8. Now going into this matchup, the Rockies are 14-21, but they've actually played pretty well recently. They've won 6 of their last 7 games. They just took 2 of 3 on the road at the Mets. They won 13-6 on Sunday, cashing as a plus 170 road dog. On the flip side, the Pirates, they started off great, but they've struggled a bit here. They're 20-15, good record overall, but they've lost 7 straight games. They just got swept by the Jays. They lost 10-1 on Sunday as a plus 120 home dog. So tonight's series opener, we have Colorado turning to lefty Kyle Freeland, who's 3-3 with a 3.76 ERA. He'll be opposed by Pittsburgh righty Mitch Keller, who's 3-1 with a 3.32 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, very interesting. Feels like you got to take the plus money dog here with Colorado, right? Colorado has won 6 of 7. Pirates have lost 7 straight. You would think so, but that's not what we're seeing across the market. The market is actually laying the chalk here on Pittsburgh, expecting the Pirates to bounce back and snap their losing streak. Pittsburgh actually opened as low as a minus 150, minus 155 home favorite. We've now seen the Pirates get steamed up to minus 175, so about 20 cents of steam in favor of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is receiving 69% of bets, but 81% of money, according to our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings, basically telling us we have a slight public play, but also a lot of respected money here on Pittsburgh, causing that line to move in their favor. Now, we do match a couple betting systems here for the Pittsburgh Pirates. If you look at favorites who missed the postseason the previous year, they're basically buying low. You can't lay a minus number on a team that didn't make the playoffs, right? They're not very good. Well, actually buying low in that spot, they are 131-86, 60% this season. We also see non-division favorites with steam 10 cents or more go 88-61, 59% this year. So a couple betting systems in favor of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is also just your classic buy low, sell high. Again, Colorado's won Six of their last seven, Pittsburgh's lost seven straight. Well, the obvious thing would be ride the hot hand. But actually buying low on the team that's struggling, selling high on the team that's playing very well, that's really created an opportunity here to really find some value on Pittsburgh. And buy low, sell high. You talk to Warren Buffett or any good investor, that's kind of your just guiding light here as a value-driven investor or value-driven bettor. Now, also, we have seen Monday home favorites off a loss go 52-31, 63% since 2022. That would also match with the Pirates. And then Pirates in the spot, they've been profitable. Even though they've struggled here over the last week, they're 7-1 as a favorite. They're 6-4 against lefties, and they're 9-7 at home. Meanwhile, the Rockies are 12-16 as a dog, 8-15 against righties, and 7-12 on the road. You've also seen a bit of a correlative betting value play here with Pittsburgh. This total opened at 8.5. A lot of books are now down to 8, so it's telling us we have some money here leaning toward the under, expecting a lower scoring game. And when you have a favorite with a low total, it's always kind of a good angle there because the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely to come from quote unquote the better team. If you're on a dog, you want a high total. So high total, anything 9 or more, low total, anything 8 or less, really 8.5 is kind of your line down the middle here. But favorite low total, correlative betting, and overall team ERA, 3.89 for Pittsburgh, 4.96 for Colorado. So Colorado is giving up almost a little bit more than a full run a game compared to Pittsburgh here. So to me, it just seems like a really fishy play to play Pittsburgh here. This number's so high on a team that's lost seven straight. I think it's high for a reason. I'm laying the wood here with Pittsburgh. Give me the Buccos at home to start off our Monday night plays here. I'm on Pittsburgh at -175 at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time in the National League.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now let's go over to the American League and look at a 9:38 p.m. Eastern Time showdown, late night sweat here between the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Angels. Currently, we have the Astros listed as a short -125 road favorite and the Angels a +110 home dog. The total in this game is 8.5. Now, going to this matchup, the Astros haven't really gotten the traction that they've wanted thus far. A World Series team here and team that, you know, consistently wins over 90 games. They're just a 500 club. They're 17-17. They've lost four of their last five. They just dropped 2-3 at the Mariners. They lost 3-1 on Sunday as a +120 road dog. So they're scuffling a bit here. Meanwhile, the Angels also scuffling. They're 19-16, probably better than we thought they'd be with a winning record here. But they did just lose 2-3 at the Rangers. They got crushed on Sunday 16-8 as a -125 home favorite. Tonight's series opener, on the bump for Houston, we have Hunter Brown, righty, 3-1, 2.60 ERA, and he'll be opposed by Angels lefty Patrick Sandoval, who's 3-1 with a 2.93 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here? Well, it looks like pros are buying low on Houston here at a very short chalk price. This game actually opened close to a pick 'em. Basically, you had most books listing Houston as a very short -110, -115 road favorite, and now we've seen Houston get bet up to -125. So about a 10-cent steam move here in favor of the Stros. Again, you would think with Houston, inconsistent here, Angels at home, better record plus money, you would think that maybe the public would lean there. But no, it's going with Houston. It's notable because it's pretty much a 50-50 bet split. The public's kind of undecided here. You're getting around 54% of bets on Houston, telling you that, again, pretty much for all intents and purposes, undecided public, slightly to Houston. But Houston is getting 65% of the money. So only 54% bets, but 65% money, telling us that kind of these bigger, sharper, larger, more respected wagers are going with the Stros, causing that line to move in favor of Houston here. Houston would match quite a few systems here. If you look at a road favorite who made the playoffs the previous year playing an opponent who did not, they're 61-35 this season, 64%. You've also looked at, what else do I have here? Favorites off a loss who made the playoffs, they're 33-22, 59% with a 3% ROI. And then the other one that I really like is Houston against a lefty. Now, Houston against a lefty this year, I believe they're only, they're 4-4. They're pretty much 500. But if you look at since the start of last year, they're 43-16, 73%. So this is a kind of right-handed heavy lineup that really mashes against left-handed pitching. Facing Sandoval here today. Houston also has a big advantage in the bullpen. Houston has pitched over the last three games 8.1 innings out of their bullpen. Angels have pitched 16.1 innings in the last three games out of their pen. So the Angels' pen is really, really tired here. They've pitched literally you know, almost a full game more than Houston has. And overall, Houston does have a much better team ERA, 3.32 versus 4.26. So I'm going to buy low on Houston here. I like the fact that this was kind of a pick 'em number, very short favorite with Houston. And now I've seen Houston get bet up here to minus 125. So steam going in the Stros direction. I'm laying with the Astros here at 9:38 p.m. Eastern time in Los Angeles. Give me Houston at minus 125. The NBA and NHL playoffs are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, already gave away a couple of them. I'm officially on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Again, makes no sense why Pittsburgh, who's lost seven straight, is such a big favorite against a team that's won 6-7. The old me, when I first started betting on sports, would say, the odds makers got it wrong. The wrong team's favored. Take Colorado all day here. But no, this looks fishy. I want to be on the fishy side. Pittsburgh here to start the week with a minus 155 to minus 175 move. Tells me that smart money's going Pittsburgh, buying low on the Pirates here at home to snap their losing streak. So I'm on Pittsburgh at minus 175. Also mentioned Houston. It's a good price to back the Stros here. They've been inconsistent. They're only 17-17, but they're going up against a lefty here tonight. They've had a little bit of line movement in their favor, around minus 110 up to minus 125 or minus 115 up to minus 125. So I'll back Houston against the Southpaw. I'm on the Stros at minus 125. And then one more for you. Another late night sweat here. Another game here in the American League West. Let's go to Seattle. I'm going up to the Pacific Northwest. Give me the Seattle, almost said the Seahawks. I got football in the brain. The Seattle Mariners. I'm on the Mariners at home at minus 160. Now looking at this matchup here, this is a 9:40 p.m. Eastern time game. Currently we have Seattle minus 160 with the Texas Rangers plus 145. Total in this game is 8. Now the kind of what we've seen from these teams thus far, Texas off to a good start this year. They're 20-13. They're 6-2 their last 8, playing good baseball. As you just mentioned a second ago, they just took 2-3 at the Angels, winning 16-8 yesterday as a plus 115 road dog. Meanwhile, Seattle, kind of in that Houston situation. They're 500. They're 17-17. They're playing well also. They're 6-1 their last 7. They just won 2-3 against the Stros. They won 3-1 on Sunday, as we mentioned, as a minus 160 home favorite. Pitching matchup here, we have John Gray, righty, going for Texas, who's 1-1 with a 4.40 ERA. He'll be faced by or opposed by Logan Gilbert, young ace here for Seattle, who's 1-1 with a 4.01 ERA. So what have we seen across the board? Well, respect the money with Seattle. That's why I'm going to take the Mariners here at a minus 160 price. Seattle actually opened around minus 140, minus 145, and we've actually seen Seattle get bet up all the way to minus 160. So really that move is notable to me for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's about 15 cents of steam in favor of Seattle. And when you talk about steam, you know, can't be just, you know, a one cent move here or there. You got to be really what I would say 10 cents or more. So we have the big money, the evidence of the line move towards Seattle telling us or showing us that the big money's on Seattle. What I really like about Seattle here is that they're actually the contrarian play. If you look at the betting splits from VSiN.com coming directly from DraftKings, 60% of bets are taking Texas. They're saying, you know, you odds makers are crazy. You're Texas is 20-13. There's 7 games above 500. Seattle's, you know, a 500 team. Texas won 6 of 8. Might as well take the plus money here with the Rangers. However, despite 60% of bets on Texas, the line's going to Seattle. So this is one of the earliest things I learned when betting on sports, a reverse line move or RLM. It's when the betting line moves away from the popular side, which would be Rangers, toward the unpopular side, which would be Seattle. And think of it this way. If the public's on Texas and they open getting plus 130, you know, why are the odds makers now giving you a plus 140 to take Texas? Well, they're doing that because they're really more concerned about the sharp money taking Seattle here. So good sharp reverse line move. It's also, again, fishy. Why is the team that's 500 favored over a team that's 7 games over 500? So I want to be on that fishy side. We do have a good system match here on Seattle. If you are a Monday home favorite off a win, you're 14-6 this year, 70%. That's a 14% ROI. And if you look at the system since the start of 2020, going back 3+ years now, it's 136-80, 63% with about a 4% ROI. So it's not a, you know, make you a millionaire system here, but it's been a pretty consistent grinder match with a lot of system plays every single Monday. So again, Monday home fave off a win, Really, this year it's been great, 14-6, 70%. Then we also have that correlative betting value. We talked about that correlative betting value with Pittsburgh earlier. Favorite low total. Well, same thing here. Favorite low total. This total opened at 8. It's really juiced up 8 under, minus 120 at most shops, telling us that it's looking like it's getting down to 7.5. But again, if I'm on a favorite, I want a low total, fewer amount of expected run score, more likely to come from, quote unquote, that better team. And also Seattle's pen is a little bit more rested. They pitched 8 innings last 3 games versus 10.2 for Texas. So again, fishy, but we got a good sharp line move to Seattle. I'm laying it with the Mariners. Give me Seattle at minus 160 tonight. So I'm sweating Seattle, Houston, and Pittsburgh. Little three-pack for you in Major League Baseball here tonight. So that about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Monday, May 8th. Reminder, if you're looking to get more VSiN in your life, if you are dedicated to sports betting, you want to get better, you want to improve, the easiest thing you can do to do just one very basic step is sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. That way you'll stay plugged into everything that's going on in the betting market, all the big games each day, as well as in particular what's going on at VSiN. So again, VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email, hit submit, boom. You'll wake up every day to that great sports betting coverage, getting you excited about each day in the arena. And then also, if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, we'd love for you to become a VSiN All Access Pro member. Only $9.99 for your first full month of service. You'll get all the articles behind the paywall, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all those great DraftKings percentages, and then my favorite, which will be getting the best bet sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day from all the guests and hosts at VSiN. Of course, follow us on social media at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And of course, you can always check out the Market Insights pod, my second pod that I do. It's the bigger one. This is just your appetizer here, your amuse-bouche, where your entree here is the Market Insights pod. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock each day. I'll probably have a couple more baseball games. There are a few that caught my eye here. And then also, we didn't really talk NBA playoffs or NHL. A couple big games here in the NBA playoffs, as well as the NHL. So probably add in a couple breakdowns and updates. I'm just kind of waiting on some of these NBA lines. I like to bet NBA a little bit later in the day, just because you tend to see a lot of late action pour in. I want to make sure I'm on the side of that good late action. So anyway, that about does it. Enjoy your sweats today, guys. Hope you had a good weekend. Back at it here on a Monday. Let's start off our week on a hot note. But as always, hopefully, as the wise guy of VSiN likes to say, the ultimate wise guy, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy your Monday, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.